Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. It is me. It is I, Sugar Alicious Me, here at Coffee, Cream, and Sugar. I have been up since 5:30 this morning, and not because of the show, but because I had to get up early and take someone to work. Have you guys ever had to do that? Then you know it is a pain in the ass. Pain in the ass. Anyway, how is everyone? It is 9:31 SL time, California time. It is 11:31 if you were in the south of the region. And it is 12:32 because the minute has just passed. If you are in the East Coast, it is 68 degrees in Los Angeles, and there is haze. There was actually some fog this morning when I was taking him to work. So, yeah, no fun. Anyway, how is everybody today on a Sunday? Yeah. At 3 o'clock today, I am going to have a show on the grid. Yes. 3 o'clock on the grid. That's right. It is called Body by Mesh, and it basically is just my startup show because we're going to do a mesh makeover. Yes, mesh makeover, where we're going to buy everything, the mesh body, hair, makeover, the whole thing. And you will have details about that today if you come and join us. As everybody knows, I don't wear mesh, I don't wear booze, I don't wear the mesh ass, the mesh body. I don't even wear slink feet or slink hands. I know, everybody's rolling their eyes at this point, but it took me forever to actually even wear mesh clothing. Those who know me are probably rolling their eyes right now, but it took me a long, long time to just decide to put on mesh clothes. Yeah, baby. But now, you know, I like mesh. I don't like how it makes my body look, though. Because right now, I have big boobs and a big butt. And it is hard to, you know, for mesh clothing to put it on because you always have to, you know, redo your body. I don't know whether, you know, anyone is familiar with that, which I'm sure you are. You have to redo your body. I'm sure that when you have a mesh body and you put the pliers on, it's a little differently. And I'm going to learn about that today. Yeah, I really, really am. I have Bombshell and I have Desire. Bombshell is from the Bomb Squad. Every time I hear about that, the Bomb Squad, I'm thinking about a bunch of women going and bombing places. But no, it's not that. And I have Desire from Bougie Fashion and Inks. This is a new clothing line that just came up, and I've got her coming in too. And if anybody knows Bombshell, you may know her and you may not, but if you do know, she is very knowledgeable about mesh bodies. I mean, anything you ask her about mesh, about the Brazilians, the May They Rest in Peace, whatever it's called. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I actually seen one yesterday, and actually that body was actually kind of nice, but I'll never, and I repeat, never will go mesh body. You know, I just won't do it. But anyway, I don't really have a topic today because I don't know. I just don't have a topic. It's one of those Sundays where I just don't have a topic, don't have anything really to talk about. And I actually invited a guest on with me so I can kind of bounce off that person a little bit because, again, I've got no freaking topic. I don't know why I have no topic today. It's honestly, I am so fucking bored. I'm bored out of my fucking mind right now. It has been like the longest morning. Seriously, I briefly tell you, I got up, took a shower, got dressed, took him to work, young and Vent, took him to work, and stopped by, and my grandma's going to kill me when she hears me say this, but I stopped by Burger King, and instead of getting a breakfast, I actually got a burger, a Whopper with cheese. I'm actually drinking the warm drink now, a Whopper with cheese, and I got a large Coke. I know. Trust when I tell you that I'm trying to do my best, but the cravings and urges for soft drink is fucking killing me. I have moved over to not drinking as many, and I've kind of moved over for not, you know, eating as much, you know, whatever. And as most of you know, I'm a diabetic. Well, actually, most of you don't know that because Bombshell didn't know, and she was kind of surprised yesterday when I told her. But, yeah, so I'm trying. I really am trying. I'm trying, yeah. Anyway, I'm really excited. You guys always know I'm always hyped up when it comes to doing the show. So without further ado, he's been on hold for 4 minutes, 5 seconds. By the time I get to him, it'll probably be 8 seconds. But anyway, without further ado, the love of my life, mwah, the... He just said, yeah, I've been on hold for a long time, whatever. The love of my life, the Italian-Spanish elf boy, my baby daddy, one and only. Without further ado, drum roll, wait for it, Luis. Oh, God. Good morning, baby.
Hey, morning, baby.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's lunchtime over there.
It
what
sure
the
is.
What the hell are you guys eating? It's lunchtime.
Actually, I had a sandwich. You know, someone loves sandwiches. So he came over, made a sandwich or whatever. That's what we ate. About the mesh body, I don't care for them. Anybody who knows me, I hate them.
You know what? We you're not going to get on this subject. No.
Sure.
I refuse. No.
Why?
Leave your opinion.
Am I the only one who don't like mesh bodies?
That's why I'm telling you. Will you be quiet? That's why I'm telling you. Leave your opinions for later on. At our show on the grid, I think I mentioned it, did I? Our show on the grid.
I thought you said I wasn't invited.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind. You're invited.
That's the first thing she said yesterday, people. She said, "You ain't coming." I was so bummed out. I was like, wow.
Okay. You were not bummed out.
I sure
you
was.
You would have came. No matter. Whatever. Please. Who do you think you're talking to? You need to stop that noise. Trust me when I say he was not bombed out. He wasn't.
But anyway, how was your morning, baby? Seems like your morning's going pretty good.
It's okay. It could be better because I didn't really get enough sleep because of the fact that you have to take somebody to work. You know, when you kind of like break your schedule, it is difficult because when you already know, okay, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to rest, and when you have to break your schedule, it's difficult to do that. But
I said, tell me about it.
Yeah, if you make a commitment, and you say you're gonna, you know, you're gonna do something, then of course you, you know, you do it. You promise. My thing is, just like I am on the grid, I am the same way it is in real life. I'm very kind-hearted. I'll do for someone, even if they don't do for me, because, you know, that's how I am. That's how I roll, more or less.
I don't.
But I'm, no, he doesn't. He's very selfish.
I sure don't. I try my best not to commit to anything, nothing.
But see, to me, that's not, you know, that's not a way of doing things. And I know the reason he's like that, and I get it. But sometimes you have to be kind to people, even if they're not kind to you. Because honestly, you know, I was raised to really forgive and forget, to the point where sometimes I honestly know that I'm being taken advantage of, and I just, you know, kind of like laugh it off. Because people, a lot of times, if you don't do exactly what a person wants you to do, they have a way of making you feel guilty about it. And that I think is my thing. When I feel like someone needs me, I'll do my best to be there for them, but sometimes they make me feel guilty that I'm not 100% doing what they want. Because me, I will, and he'll tell you, you know, I will back anybody up that's in my family, whatever, because I feel like that's the right thing to do. Even though there are some people, and I know that they, on the DL, go against me, but I, you know, you have to strive and just move on and move forward, because a lot of people will do shit to you and not think you know it, think you're aware of it, and you have to basically just go, you know what, it is what it is, and you either decide to continue being good to that person or you just say fuck them. And a lot of times with me, I just continue to say, you know, I continue to be good to them. He gets on me all the time about that.
I do, and I say fuck them. I'm just going to be straight out. I'm just going to say fuck them. If they ain't going to be loyal to you, well, you're going to keep being loyal to them. They're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
And I know you're right. I know you're right. And this isn't the subject that I'm trying to go on, people, so please don't think that's what it was. It's just that, you know, you kind of, you know, that's why I say, you know, you listen to what people say, but you pay more attention to what they do. Because people can tell you all they want how they're loyal to you, they got your back, and all this other shit. But when it comes down to it, it's like, you know, they really don't. But it is what it is. And, yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore, because that sometimes makes people upset. No, I'm serious, because you know, I really can say there are a lot of people that are in my family that I know got my back. And then there is people in my family that I fucking question, point blank. I question their loyalty. You know, I don't tell them I question their loyalty, but I watch them. But anyway, again, that's not the subject. Oh, boy. How did you get me on that subject anyway?
You got yourself in that subject. I just put my 2 cents in it.
Anyway, but he's right. And since we're talking about loyalty, he's one that he doesn't put up with it. And if he sees it, he kind of like tells me what he sees, but he still plays the dumb role like I do. I play the dumb role real well. Because when you play the dumb role, people tend to do shit that they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they kind of like play, you know, oh, I really love you, and you're this and you're that, and you're thinking to yourself, you full of fucking shit, because I see right through your ass. Anyway. Next subject.
Moving on. Next.
Oh, shit. I'm changing my theme song, and I've had Moment for Life for a long length of time. God, I think for, it'll become my 4 years for having my talk show, isn't it?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. So I've had Moment for Life for a while. And I'm thinking about actually changing it. Actually, it's a couple of things I have thought about changing it to, and of course I kind of like decided, no, I'm not going to change it to that. So I'm kind of like wondering, you know, what should I change it to? Something that is going to say me. The reason why I picked Moment for Life in the first place, because I was started doing my talk show, I was really nervous about it and was thinking, is this something I really wanted to do? And then once I really started on it, I was really happy that I started on it, because it's been a journey. I haven't stuck to it like I should. You know, I do it for a little while, then I either get bored of it or feel like people get bored of me, which they probably do, and I stop and regroup and then come back, stop regrouping, come back. And my daughter and I, Lisa, was talking, and she was like, Mom, instead of, you know, stopping and coming back, you know, maybe what you need to do is when you get bored of it, just change it up. And I'm like, wow, Lisa, why did I think of that? It's not like I didn't think about it, you know what I'm saying? But no, seriously, I have been trying to, you know, trying to change things a little bit and trying to change things around because, you know, let's face it, a talk show can be extremely boring unless you have a guest on there or whatever. Because honestly, I see... Let me shut up. I'm talking too much.
See copycats doing the same thing or trying to do the same thing, but they're unsuccessful, do it. There you go. Was that what you was trying to say?
No.
Oh.
Not really. I don't really say copycats. It's just that when you do the same thing repetitively and you do the same thing over and over again, it not only gets boring for the person who's attending or watching, it has to get boring for you as well. Because at one point, you know, you have to want to change out. And one thing about me is that I'm very, very humble with who I am and what I do. You know, when somebody likes me, trust me, I'm like, wow, thank you. You know, I never have gotten where my head is so big that I forget who I am. I never have ever, you know, thought I was more than what I am. This is the fact of the matter. This is Second Life. Who you are behind the computer doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are, what you drive, what you have, you know, what your education is not, where you work. It doesn't matter, because when you log into SL, you basically is on the even as everybody else. Your talents make show, which is true, because, you know, all of us, I think, have some type of talent. You know, even if it's talent shopping, you know, I've seen some bloggers that I wish that I knew how to put something together like they do. I mean, seriously, I've seen bloggers that be like, damn, I never thought about putting that together. That's a talent to me, even though it's a, you know, most people be thinking, oh, all they're doing is shopping and or having things sent to them. True, but it takes some art to together. You know, you just don't, I mean, there's a lot of things I've seen, I'm like, wow, I never thought that would be, you know, that would look cute together, but it does. It's like it is a talent for a person that builds, or a talent for a person that designs, or, you know, a DJ. Everybody that DJs shouldn't be DJing. DJ is an art, a talent. You know, it's you have to keep a person interested, moving, you know, like, oh, shit, you know, they play good music, they talk, you know, talk well. It's a talent. You know, we all think everyone somehow has some type of talent in SL. So we're all equal when it comes to once you log in. So it doesn't damn matter what the fuck you do outside of it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I've got this, I've got that outside. You know, in real life, nobody gives a shit what the hell's going on with you in real life. You know, if right. Honestly, if you don't even want to talk about who you are and what you do in real life, who gives a shit? Because you could tell me any damn thing that you're doing in real life. It doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Shit, I can tell you right now that, you know, that I drive a fucking Mercedes-Benz, and I don't. Or I can tell you right now that, you know, that I have all this, you know, this cash flow, and I don't. The fact of the matter is I'm as equal to anyone else when I log in this motherfucker. The only difference is me is that I have a gift for gab somewhat, and I am a kind-hearted person. You know, I wish I had, you know, some of the talents of people who know how to build. I wish I knew how to build. I wish I knew how to decorate and design. I don't, you know, and I don't envy those who do, because the fact of the matter is, it's almost like real life. You know, you can't do everything someone else does. You cannot always try to mimic everybody else. You don't need to do what everybody else is doing to be seen. You know, get what you do and stick with what you do. You know, people who have so many shit on their plate and know good and damn well that they're overdoing it, where the stuff you do have already, you start lacking, honestly gets on my nerves. There are so many people that have so much going on that they're lacking. They truly, truly lack. You know, let me hush.
You want to put my two cents in it?
Go ahead. You can right. Recess.
This is my opinion. SO is SL. You're going to have people who's doing, like you said, they have a lot of talent. And people who just coming in, or they've been doing the same thing over and over, they want to change. But they want to change to something that they can't do. Like you said, they're trying to mimic something. For example, I take myself, for example, videos. I like to do videos. I find out after doing jewelry, houses, you know, building, landscaping, all of that stuff, I find out my thing. My thing is doing videos. And I see a lot of people nowadays, everybody's a videographer. They like to do videos now. But they don't take their time. They just want to be out there because of the money. If you know me, I record anything in a heartbeat. And I don't ask for anything. You know, but I like to take my time on it and editing because I like my shit to be looking like, damn, this is nice. Not just a video put together, bam, bam, bam. Hey, where's my 10K? Where's my 15K?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went. An incident happened a few, about 2 weeks ago, where everybody who knows me, they know I love Papa Terrence's billionaire's cars. I have a lot of his cars. And one guy put out his car. He came out with, now he's building cars. Not trying to put him down, but trying to talk shit about him. It's like, you know, this guy been doing this for the longest. And I'm trying to tell him, what's the difference between your cars and his cars? He couldn't tell me. Mine's are more custom. And I take my time putting textures on it. Because all he does is just drop the texture and that's it. And he sells it to you.
But
he does the same fucking thing.
What did I say, though, when he said that?
Oh, don't talk shit about my goddaddy.
Don't come for my goddaddy. I don't play that shit. Do not come for
then his whole tune just changed. He was like, no, he's a good dude. I talked to him before. It's like, dude, the same cars that you would have. So I'm trying to tell him, like, the cars that you show with me, he already got. Already been sold grid-wise.
Right.
So you're pretty much just a copycat. You're just secondhand. He couldn't tell me the difference between his cars and your goddaddy's car. So
the one thing I love about my godfather that I love about him is that when it is a charitable event, that man does not mind giving a car away. He does not mind doing that. And he stays humble. That's the issue. When you are a designer, whether you make, you know, I've been blessed to have some awesome, and let me repeat, awesome sponsors. I mean, from RJB to Billionaire Motors to Bomb Sheet to D&D Designs to Tastemakers Travel, geez, to J'adore,
Paradise Cove.
I can go on and on. You know, and I have noticed that the people that I have on as my sponsors, they honestly take their time, and
yes,
they are still humble. Paradise Cove,
right.
Hideaway, they're still humble with what they do. Bougie, JS Sports, you know, even though Carter sometimes gets up there, but Carter's still humble. You know, Royal Jewelers, you know, R2B Studios. But they stay humble. And that's what I think you, when you stay humble to what you do, is honestly when you produce more, when people care about you more, when you get up there and you think you the teetotal shit and start talking down to people and start talking,
yeah,
you know, about, and not just designers, but this goes for anybody and anything you do. When you start losing being humble, this is SL, damn it. This
you can
is
be the you can be the shit one day and be
thank
shit
you.
The
people
next day.
People are extremely fickle. You could, just like he said, you can be the shit one day and tomorrow you could be the shit. Because that's just the way it is. You need to stay humble. And that goes for everything. Sororities, frats. It goes for everything you do in Second Life. Once you start thinking that you're above everybody, that you cannot be replaced, that things can't change, trust and believe. People see you for who you are. And they may not talk about you to your face, but you best believe they are talking about you behind your back. That is why I don't care what, I will always stay humble. I've always said, I don't care if two people are listening to my show. As long as those two people are sincere and as long as those two people got my back and supportive of me and want to see me succeed, thank you. Because I don't need a lot of people to back me or to make me feel whole. I just need the people who are sincere about who I am and what I'm trying to do. Because people know that I am, people that really, really know me know that I am seriously sincere in everything I do. I don't do anything for any kudos. That ain't who I am. I've never been that person. My grandmother's really, really taught me to be humble. That's one thing I got to say. That woman taught me to be humble and to be grateful for what you have, no matter how big it is or no matter how little it is. You be grateful for it. And I am always grateful for those who really, you know, who really love me and who really look for, you know, want me to shine. You know, oh, God, I'm getting emotional. Let me stop. Sugar's getting emotional. Somebody call somebody. Anyway, I've only got 90 seconds left. Wow. Again, I did a 30-minute show and could have done an hour. This topic, we may talk about again, and maybe I'll have some people on the show. You know, when your head gets too big in Second Life, you know, this might be a really good topic to discuss, because I think a lot of people need to hear it when they just, you know, when they're overdo things and feel like they're just, you know, better than anybody else. Nobody's better than anybody else. NSL. I don't give a damn who you are in real life. It doesn't matter. Once you log in here, you're still the same avatar like everybody else. You still got to wear the same mesh clothing, the same hair, same shoes like everybody else. It's because
same
your shit may be a little bit more expensive. Don't mean nothing. Anyway, love you all. Thanks for listening. I will be on the grid at 3, count at 3 p.m. today with a mesh show, and it will be topping off our Make Me Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining me, my love. I sincerely appreciate it. Again, thank
you
again for listening. Without you guys, I am nothing. Mwah. Sugar kisses.
Mwah, Billy.